Hello there, my fellow tax slave. Just thought I'd pop on, talk a little bit about a little text message chat I had with a Kershaw County councilman this morning. And I asked him this. Has council rescinded their resolution recommending shots for everyone? When did council formally rescind their mask requirements? Has council ended the state of emergency yet? Seems like the whole scam has been quietly, without a peep, swept under the rug as if nothing ever happened. Why hasn't council passed another resolution recommending boosters for all and shots for kids? The experts that council trusted back then are recommending everyone get updated. Doesn't council trust government experts anymore? Those are some pretty good questions. You know, these people that wanted to lock us down and they wanted us to wear masks everywhere. They wanted us to get two shots. Remember the two shots? And then the boosters. He says, all this nonsense, none of it exists anymore. We have a new council coming in. I'm more concerned about current events between now and January. See? They want to push this under the rug. They don't want to talk about what they did wrong and the screw-ups and how they trust big government. As far as I'm concerned, this does not exist anymore, at least with me on county council. And I haven't heard from anybody bringing any of this up. So I've returned the favor. Amazing how there those who went along without question and were prepared to shame and even force people to comply have now given a pass for their idiocracy, and we are supposed to forget the totalitarian policies they were pushing. So all these people that were pushing all these draconian policies and everything, now they just want to forget it. I'm not forgetting it. Look at it. If they did it once, they can do it again. They will do it again. And these same damn people that trusted all these experts will go right along with it again if they're told to. It's this idea in your head that government is a benevolent organization. And it's not. It's a collective that will destroy the individual and enslave humanity. No matter what, they're crocodile tears again. Anyway, boys and girls, just another day on the farm and the idiocracy that we live in. All I can say is quit paying these bastards. And they'll come be like pulling a leash on a dog. You got to quit fearing them and tell them they work for us. That's how you got to look at it. And just because they raise a tax and scribble on a piece of paper does not make it right, does not make it legal, does not make it moral. Theft, I don't give a shit how many people vote to steal from you. It does not make it right. You can't vote to steal from your neighbor. That's immoral. And government, right from the beginning, is a thief. And it's immoral. So don't let them fool you with all these shiny little projects. $500,000 fire truck, or swamp park, or industrial park, or some other kind of bullshit that they use the loot to spend on. So the Atlantic comes out with this piece about we need to have amnesty for all the people who spread misinformation and all this, and we need to forgive everybody. What the hell? No. And all these people that push these medical interventions and masks and school closures and all that kind of stuff, the people that said, oh, you got to do this and all that. No. Until they say that they're sorry, I'm not even thinking about forgiveness. I'm not thinking about amnesty. I'm thinking about whipping some ass. These people were nutcases and all that, and now you want us to just forget that? No, hell no. We ain't forgetting shit. You guys got some up-and-comings. After the up-and-comings, maybe we can work to forgive you. Look at all-cause mortality all across the world, and you want me to forgive you? Look at the damage done to school children. Look at the damage done to old people. People dying in the hospital without their families because of your bullshit. No. No, I ain't forgiving diddly squat until y'all come up clean. You got to admit you're wrong before there can be forgiveness. Repentance before forgiveness. Tired of shit. Anyway, just a rant today. Out at the farm again. Beautiful sky. Partly cloudy. You guys might get outside, get you some vitamin D. Get you a little horse paste from the drugstore. Stay safe. Till next time, boys and girls. Peace.